It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner on this sunshiny, cold Saturday morning here in the Heartland. And it was a warm night last night in gyms throughout southern Iowa. But none warmer than the high school gymnasium here at Albia as the Lady D's remain undefeated in conference play. And I'm going to talk to Coach Achenbach about all this acting these girls are getting, because they're putting together some real drama this season. And in dramatic style, once again, the Lady D's in a drama-filled week get another win, and they get a big win in conference play. And anytime you play a conference opponent, you're going to get their best night. And what a first half Sheraton put together. What a game they put together. And they gave Albia a battle right down to the wire. But the Lady D's found that resolve, as they found all season long, and had a great job of finding a way to get the win and keeping their record perfect in conference action. The boys last night, as they've had all season long, another dramatic finish to their game. They've unfortunately came up on the short side, but a great one run they're on, and a team full of guys that really have bought in, and hard-nosed, hard-working guys that are winners, and they will find a way to bounce back after last night's loss to Sheraton. Sheraton revenging a win that Albia got on the road earlier in the season. And you knew that it was going to be a tough battle last night, and Sheraton got the better half of the boys' basketball game in overtime. But the girls remain undefeated, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Achenbach about this big week for the Lady D's. And, again, sitting on top of the conference with destiny in their hands, we'll set up another drama-filled week ahead for the Lady D's when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Ah, the sweet smell of a fresh start. Smells like savings. Switch to U.S. Cellular or add a line and save $100 on any smartphone, which makes hot phones like the Galaxy Mega just a penny. Smells like a win. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New two-year agreement, $35 activation fee, and shared data plan required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, back to the Corner 34 and 5, and we're talking Lady Basketball once again on a sunshiny Saturday morning, and why wouldn't the sun be shining as it has shown on this Lady D basketball team all season long? Undefeated in conference action, and I got the head coach sitting next to me. Coach, it's, you know, you really have done something. As I'm looking at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Girls Athletic Association's website on the scores from last night, you guys have stolen, you are listed first on the scores. Now that is amazing. You know you're somebody.
Yeah, it always helps when you're winning. If you're a good alphabet with A and you're winning, you're noticed a little more. I've figured that out, so that's really good. So we like being up there, Jason, and seeing that when you open it up first thing, seeing Albie's win up there, that's a good thing.
Coach, have you seen the doctor yet? You know, have you had your ulcer test? You know, because, buddy, your old gut's been put through the wrench this year.
You know, it kind of has, but, you know, these kids keep fighting and we find a way. And, you know, as you go through the course of the season, it's a long season and you go through ups and downs. And, you know, we haven't had many downs and, you know, we've been pushed to the limit and our kids have been so resilient. You know, last night Sheraton played just a whale of a game, especially in the first half. They were making a lot of shots. They were out rebounding us. They were out hustling us. And, you know, we did get to regroup at halftime and we came back out and we found a way to win it in the end. And, you know, Tuesday night we had Knoxville and we had some drama there. We were down 4 points with a minute to go and we found a way to win that game. You know, Cassie hit a big shot to tie it and then she got to make a free throw at the end to win the game. So, you know, I think it's a big testament to our seniors leading this team, Jason. We've get pushed to the brink, but we haven't cracked, and we've stayed right in there, and we've done what it takes to win, and that's a mark of good leadership, and then it's also a mark of a good team that follows their leaders and believing what we can do.
The Drama Queens, that's what we're going to call them. You know, I've been sitting here trying to get a name for this team and brand this team, and they've done it themselves. You know, they really have found ways to win, and that really started early on in the season. Brooke had some really nice game-winning moments, and you know, you need those moments in order to build that confidence, and that you can't replicate, you can't coach in practice, and it just has to unfold or it doesn't.
You know, it does, and it comes right down to the end, and you make a play or not. And you know, the funny thing about this game is, if the ball bounces your way, it's going to be good for you, and if it bounces out, it's not. And fortunately for us, it's bounced our way. But you know, and a lot of that, you make your own breaks too, and we've worked hard to do that and maintain where we're at. And you know, I'm happy with where we're at and where we're going, and we just got to keep playing, you know. And we got one more home game, and that's today, and then we've got to take our act on the road to try to finish this thing on the road. And we know that's going to be tough, but you know, we've kind of prepared ourselves for that, so we'll see how it all plays out.
Talking with the head coach of the Albie, Lady D's undefeated in conference play, and another drama win for Lady D's last night, 47-43, the final score. Coach, you know, last night with the win, it really helped seal a tremendous night for Albie basketball. 100 years about Albie basketball being celebrated last night, and you know, you've had a hand in that. You know, I'd say a couple decades of that, and. Looking at the history of Albie basketball, there's been some really big moments for the girls and for the boys.
You know, there has, and last night was such a great atmosphere to be able to showcase that. The gym was packed, you know, and it was also senior night, and, you know, we had to get our senior night in early this year because we had to finish on the road, and so you put in the 100 years of basketball that's been big, and it was good to see, you know, the boys, some of the guys of the 67 team were back for that, and that was a good thing to see. And you know senior night is so emotional anyway, and you never know what you're going to get on senior night because it's tough, and you know, things, that means things are winding down, you know. And so it was a big night, and I was really happy with the way we played. And even though the boys came up a little bit short, they gave it everything they had last night too. And you know, and the gym was packed. It was a great atmosphere of basketball.
Coach, these seniors, man, I just looking down your roster, you know, you got a lot of kids that are going to be coming back, but this senior group has been really special to you. And what's been fun is to, you know, some of them were called on really early in their careers to produce and to be parts of the varsity squad, and to watch them develop and grow, and over those few years they've taken a few lumps on the head, and to get them to see some of their rewards, it's got to be refreshing as a coach, or feel really good to see these seniors having their moment.
It really is. And as you're going through those hard times, I know there's times you think, and I bet they're thinking, Jesus, is it worth all this, you know? And because there are ups and downs, you know, in their first year when they came on and we brought them up, you know, there was a good mix of seniors that year, and as there has been every year, but we were a little more talented. You know how the talent pool goes, and that's kind of how things help out. And, you know, they had a really good freshman year, and the last 2 years, you know, have kind of been on the down. You know, last year, I compare last year a lot to this year, except early in the year we didn't win those games that were close, and then that kind of set the tone for how the season, you know, kind of played out. This year we won those games and we reversed that a little bit, and I think a lot of that does, you know, they've been through, you know, those things, those situations, and now, you know, they get a chance to lead us to a different place, and I, you know, we're well on our way, I think.
We're talking with head coach Larry Achbach, head coach Ladies. We'll come back in a few minutes and we'll talk to some of these seniors. But coach, the show goes on the road, and we talked about it weeks ago when you could start to see when you got the big win over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. That was a moment to say, okay, well, destiny is in our hands. We control. We went out. We're going to win conference, and winning out in the conference and going undefeated is a tough task, but. Now comes the critical part going on the road, and yet this team has had those difficult moments. They've had that adversity. They've found ways to overcome it, and I certainly think that's going to help as you go, but never an easy job on the road.
No, it's not, you know, and, you know, we talked last time, you know, everybody wants to beat the leader, and it doesn't matter, you know, how good you are. We're going to get their best effort. We had Centerville's got their best effort last week, and, you know, Knoxville gave us a great game, and like I said about Sheraton, and I don't expect anything less as we go on. We're going to get the best effort, and we're going to be pushed to the limit every time. And, you know, and it is a little bit harder on the road because, you know, you don't have the fan support that you do when you are at home. That's just the way that it works out. And so, you know, we'll see what we're made of here in the next couple weeks.
What are those things that as you guys think about schematically or those things you're going to try to really maybe hone your skills in as you go down this final stretch?
I think our big thing is we have to be focused at the task at hand. We got a little bit away from things last night when Sheraton started making shots and we didn't. I think our head went down a little bit, and, you know, we got to just keep true to what we're doing and what we believe in or doing. So I think our focus needs to be our big thing. And, you know, if you get into the part of the game, we've got to really rebound. We play a lot of zone, and it's hard to rebound out of a zone, and we got out rebounded in the first half last night. And so, you know, I think those are going to be the two main things that I'm going to focus here down the stretch. Main thing is our focus and the task at hand and what we need to do to be successful. And then, you know, we've got to execute on the floor as well.
Well, I had a question from my daughter, and she asked, "What do they do afterwards after the game in the locker room? Do you guys like when a big win like that? Do you do the hokey pokey like the Hawks used to do? What do you do to celebrate those big moments?"
Well, usually I come in and I whoop it up pretty good. I get pretty excited, and we don't do anything group yet. You know, I'm hoping that maybe we're saving that for the end or whatever, but. I let my emotions, I wear them on my sleeve, and when I get in that locker room and we win a big game like last night, I let it go, and everybody's pretty happy about that, and they know what they just went through and what we overcome. And so, you know, we get pretty excited, and you know we got to get back up and play on the day again, but at that moment we get our celebrating in a little bit.
Hula hoops and grass skirts. I can see it now. Coach, talk about being a coach. You know, I think, you know, we talk about the XOs, the kids playing the game, but, you know, the time that goes into preparing one for the season and before the season ever begins.
Yeah, there is, you know, and you work in the summer, and then you plan out the season as it goes, and, you know, and you try to get everything perfect. And I can just go back a little bit to yesterday. Last night was senior night in a and I've felt this way every year on senior night. I want senior night to be perfect, you know. You want it to be good, and you want everything to go, and you don't want everything you don't want any mishaps. And so, you know, you worry a little bit about that, but there is a lot that goes on to it, you know, and there's a lot of scouting that goes on to it too, behind the scenes. You know, you go to games, you talk to coaches, and you know, it takes up a lot of time, and you know, but it's all well worth it, you know, and especially this year with the way the games have gone and the senior class that we have, this is a special year and makes it all worth it.
Coach, we appreciate you and your staff. I know you got a great staff. The Shadow was here last week with us, Mike Haywood, and you know that having guys and people in your program, girls in your program that they just know you. You know, they know what to do before needs to be done, and that probably takes a little bit of that stress off and lets you focus on being a coach.
You know, it does, and like I said last week, I think we really work well together, the coaching staff, and you know, Coach Simpson and Coach Haywood, and you know, we're on the same page, and that really helps. And you know, Mackenzie Wynn, I had mentioned her too. She had come back over break and helped us, and you know, helped us in practice and help us and get some things done. And so, you know, it is. It's a total team effort, Jason, from top to bottom. And you know, when you coach a group like we have this year, it makes it all worthwhile.
Well, we've got Brooke Bettis and Cassie Krall sitting across from us, two of your seniors, and, man, they've meant a lot to your program.
They sure have, you know, and they've made the most of their senior year as they lead us down, you know. And, you know, we talked earlier, not many kids get to make game-winning shots in their career. And Brooke's got three this year, and Cassie got to join that bandwagon the Knoxville game, you know. And so, you know, these are special kids that are doing special things, and they've worked really hard, and they're earning their keep, that's for sure.
We're going to come back after a quick timeout. Come back and meet Brooke and Cassie when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM. For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
Danco Sporting Goods on the Centerville Square has 40% off of everything in the store. Well, almost everything, except for the new spring merchandise. Otherwise, you're going to save on fast pitch equipment, football equipment, medical equipment, officials equipment, track and field, volleyball, basketball, and wrestling equipment. They're a sporting goods store, and everything except new spring merchandise is 40% off. What are you waiting for?
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now, during our Priced Right sale, save big on a fantastic selection of flooring. All carpet, laminate, pre-finished hardwood, and sheet vinyl flooring are on sale. You'll also find great sale prices on all ceramic, porcelain, glass, and natural stone tile. Stop in today and find the perfect new style of flooring for your home with big savings. Now, during Menards' Priced Right sale.
Save big money at Menards.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, they gave them their best shot last night, hit them with the best shot, and that's what the ladies did once again to the Knoxville Panthers, getting a win in dramatic style. I have a couple of drama queens sitting across from me. Now, girls, normally when I call a couple of teenage girls drama queens, Brooke, they may take offense to that, but that's exactly who you girls have been this year.
Yeah, we definitely like to make the games close and pull it out in the fourth quarter and get everyone. It's pretty suspenseful, so it's fun.
You guys have, you know, last night, senior night, before we get to the X and O's of the games and break things down on the basketball level, that had to be a pretty big moment for you as a senior, having to go through those emotions, knowing, hey, these are some of our last moments here as a basketball player at Albia High School.
Yeah, it was sad knowing that was our last home conference game, but I definitely just was focused on getting that win last night, so it's a big focus.
Well, Cassie, talk about those emotions for you. You know, you guys have lived and breathed Lady D basketball since being third and fourth graders, and those final moments, and to go out and then to get the win in such dramatic style.
It didn't really hit me until we ran out with our parents and we hugged back, and I saw my mom tear up. So I didn't really want to see that before the game, but that's how it goes. And I wasn't really worried about the emotions. I was just focused on the game. And when we were struggling in the first half, I just knew if we like hung around, we could always pull it off because it's our style of play and we like to do it at the end.
Well, and that is something that really got developed early on, is that belief factor. You early in the season, you got to win. Brooke hit a shot to get the win against Knoxville early in the season. But having gone through those moments, that gives you that confidence as things start to get rough.
I actually think the confidence came from the Pella Christian game. We didn't win, but I know my sophomore year we lost by like 60 to Pella Christian. And then this year we only lost by 3. So then after that game, I think our confidence started to build up and we started getting those last-minute wins, and we knew that we could pull it off.
Well, before I get to really the depth of basketball, there's something I have to ask you. Which is more difficult, hitting a free throw with 8/10 on the clock or landing a dance move with your father on the basketball court?
I think definitely a free throw, because my dad, he has the move, so it's okay.
I noticed some people are asking about Jagger and who that guy was. I don't know. I'm sure he's listening right now. Going to put him to work for U-Haul. He has so many moves. Brooke, this basketball team, its confidence level seems to be really, really high, and I think that derives from those moments. But now you got to take that, and you guys got to go on the road to get a conference championship.
Yeah, well, having these wins and leading the conference, we have to know that every team is going to want to beat us, so we have to know that we can go out there and beat them again and play our hardest. So that's what we have to get done.
Okay. Well, you've been playing on the road, Cassie, and playing in these venues. These are tough places to get wins. I guess I'll ask you this on a personal level. What's the most difficult place to go and play?
Eddieville.
And that, right now, the 7th of February has been circled for the Rockets since you guys got them at home.
Yeah, it definitely will be circled on their calendar. That the gym, it's a pretty small gym for our conference, and I feel like everyone's on top of you when you play there, and they have some big, hard, or like big supportive fans, so I know we'll have to give it our all there.
As a senior, what's your guys' goals? I know you're now approaching every goal is to win every game, but what are those goals that you guys set early on? And I think one of them may be a conference title, and that's got to be looming on you guys pretty good.
Yeah, we definitely have the goal of being conference champs, and now that we have pulled out all these wins, we know that it can be the real deal for us.
Well, conference title is at your guys' feet. You just got to take care of business, Brooke. But this is a team that I think is really shaping up to be not only a team that can win a conference, but a team that can make a long run in the tourney.
Yeah, if we keep working hard and winning, hopefully we can make it a long way this year.
Well, girls, I know you enjoy being on the mic, and I appreciate you coming in here. And do you mind me continue to call you Drama Queens?
No, that's fine. It's our style.
You got to get out and watch the Drama Queens at their best. They got one final home game here tonight or this afternoon here in Albion. Get over and watch the girls play. And they're going to take their show on the road, and they're going to need your support along the way, because the conference title is awaiting this Lady team if they continue to play the basketball they're playing, and why wouldn't they? We're going to come back here and relive some of the boys' basketball moments from last night. The girls get the big win. The boys, unfortunately, lose in overtime. But this is a really good basketball team that is made up of guys that are winners. And winners know how to get up off the mat. And that's what we expect them to do as we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach Corner.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elbia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides, fresh tortilla wraps, and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
Thomas Highway 5, your family-owned and operated Buy Here, Pay Here Superstore, is one of the largest independent Buy Here, Pay Here lots in southern Iowa. And they want to put you on the road today in a quality pre-owned vehicle at a price you can afford. Got a job? Need a car? Come see them today. Bad credit? No problem. They do zero down with no credit, and they service what they sell. Thomas Highway 5 in Albia. Drop in or call today, 641-932-2156.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34-5, back to the Coach's Corner as the Saturday morning rolls right along. What a night it was for Lady D's and the Blue Demons. It was a celebration of 100 years of basketball, and I got a guy sitting next to me that's going to talk a little Blue Demon basketball. Tough night for the Blue Demons, coming up on the short end of the stick in overtime. But the guy sitting next to me has been through these battles before, and that's Cody Krall. He's helping out on the coaching staff. And Cody, before we get to last night's ball game, 100 years of Albia basketball, and you've been a part of some of those really rich moments and trips to the well. But a lot of fun last night to see some of those guys that been such an impact on Albia basketball.
Yeah, no, it was good to have a lot of the guys back. I think we were only from our team, we were only missing about four guys that kind of live away from here, and then we had Marty Baker and Coach Saylor and Charlie Coughlin, and then just to relive the 54 team. And I don't know if they mentioned it, but even 37, with the Melrose team winning state. So, no, that was real cool, and it's good to see everybody again. And it was nice to celebrate it.
Well, having played wearing the blue, you know there's nights like last night where things don't finish the way you want them to go. But sometimes those moments too are as good of a lesson as winning a last second shot. It's what you do after that game, win or lose, that's going to build you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, and. Not to keep going on about our team, but the year we went to state, we were 12-11. It took our sub-state game to even get over 500. So we had plenty of ups and downs that season, and the guys this year, they do a really good job of keeping a short memory, and last night it was a tough one, but there's a lot of positive. We I was happy with how well we moved the ball. We found guys at the block, and then we had guys hit shots like they always do. Mason Cox hit a couple, and of course Matt hit some and got in the lane, and Blake Bear, his defense is unbelievable. It's always fun to watch that, and all around it was a good game, and you can't really ask for much more. We stuck with our game plan, and we were pleased with it. It's just I think Sheraton had a kid that Bankston, I think was his name, and he had 22, and I don't think he definitely doesn't average 22, but hey, good job for him. He had a great game, and that might have just been the difference.
Well, you knew that it was going to be a battle last night. Albia Sheridan's always going to be a battle. It's like Albia and Centerville and what's become Albia and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. You're always going to get a tough contest, no matter what the teams are. But Sheridan's got a really good basketball team, a young coach that really does a great job with the program. And I look around our conference, and you really you see a lot of really close teams.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty competitive conference, you know, you know, hopefully it's going to end pretty exciting. You know, of course we go on the road and have to go to Centerville and you know, even Davis County, that's a loud environment. You know, that's not one that we're just going to mark as a W right now. So, but you know, we, like I said, we got a great group of guys and we'll do well, we'll finish well.
One thing that you can look at this team, this year, Cody and Coach and I talked about it a few weeks back, and it does relate to your guys' team. You know, what was really unique about the team that you guys were on? First of all, you were under 500 until that game that got you into the state. But you had guys that were committed to the program. I mean, I could look at Justin Huber and Mikey Haluska, and they rarely got minutes on the court. But those were guys that were the greatest cheerleaders, were at every practice making it better. And I look at this team, and there's this depth to the program, but there's guys that can buy in, that buy it.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you touched on that. You know, that's one of Coach Archer's main philosophies. You know, you just got to buy in and everyone stick together. And if you don't believe in the system, then, you know, we're going to crumble. And you know, everyone on the team definitely buys in. And you know, we're well-balanced, you know, because then, you know, Tanner Wynn, he always does a great job of getting into the lane. He had a three last night as well, not to mention a huge free throw to send us into overtime. So that was great. You know, and then, yeah, on down the bench, you know, whether they, you know, realize it or not, but scout team is one of the most important, you know, parts of the team, and, you know, having that support from the younger guys and some of the even upperclassmen, you know, that, like you mentioned, don't get to see the court a whole lot, you know, that's huge. So it's always good to have you know, some group of guys like that are on the team.
Scout guys not only got to learn your offense, but they got to be able to execute the other guys' offense too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not an easy job, and, you know, sometimes maybe they don't feel they get a lot of credit, but I hope they know that they're greatly appreciated, that's for sure.
Locker room last night afterwards, you know, you this is a team, and it may be the greatest asset. You can look at their athleticism, but this is a team that wants to win. They expect to win. So a locker room after a loss like last night had to be a tough moment. What are those things that coach and the coach is telling the kids?
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, you know, wanting to win, you know, this goes into the locker room environment. You know, then you got the Sarver boys, you know, that as competitive as anybody I've ever seen, which is awesome. You know, it's great. And, you know, it's guys like that and everyone else on the team. You know, if one person's down or they're feeling that, you know, they didn't do well or they didn't contribute enough, you know, it's, you got the guys like Sarver that are, you know, picking them up and, you know, reminding them, you know, hey, it's all right. And they're, you know, during the game, they're giving great pointers on what we can do to open things up and spread it out. And, you know, as far as in the locker room, yeah, you know, it wasn't fun, but at the same time, you know, you got to have a short memory, you know, that nights like that are going to happen. We felt we played, you know, maybe not perfect, but we played well and, you know, just didn't win in overtime and, you know, didn't happen for us. So, but I think for the most part, you know, today's a new day and the sun did come up, whether last night they thought it would or not. So I think everything will be all right. We'll hopefully get in there today and do well against Grinnell.
Yeah, a quick turnaround is always a great recipe for a little healing. And Albia will play this afternoon versus Grinnell. But we're talking with Cody Krall, filling in for Coach Archer this morning. Coach over at the basketball court just ran into him in the hallways, and I'll guarantee you that man didn't sleep much last night. And it doesn't matter if it was a win or loss, but a coach, every second you relive and you being a part of the coaching staff, now you can see, having been a player, what the stress and the toils the coaches go through. And they do that, some believe, for the ego of the coach, but I'll tell you, they do it because of the love of the kids.
Yeah, no, and I guess I don't have the opportunity to be around all the coaches for Albia, but as far as at least in the South Central Conference of basketball, I don't think there's anyone that prepares like Kevin Archer. And yeah, that guy's definitely dedicated, and he puts in a ton of time watching film. You know, we've got two-page, three-page scouting reports definitely for every conference game, you know, and he even does it for the, you know, the non-conference games. So, he takes a lot of the heat, and he's fine with that, you know. But Once again, he's got a great philosophy, and we're all bought in, and that's all that matters. You know, we're not worried about anyone else out there trying to tell us what we need to do.
Well, that you don't build programs trying to satisfy the moment, and that's what he's done, as he's built a solid program here.
He sure has. I think he started back in 01, 02. You know, this is pretty sure his 14th year, and it wasn't easy at the beginning. I definitely remember that. I was old enough to watch some of them games, and then on top of that, you know, he's had some good coaches. I think he maybe started with Mike Haywood as an assistant, and of course Mitch Chance, and then, you know, and then now he's got Jason and Coach Kirkland, and he's had some help, some volunteer help here and there, and no, he's definitely built a great program, and I'd hate to see if he ever leaves.
Well, today he's over at the basketball court, as I said, with his son Gavin. You know, he's a dad too, and so that sometimes gets lost. People, you know, they look at the coach and man, they got families and they got work, and life is a marathon for them.
It sure is, and that's but you know, it's a great family that allows him to, you know, be the coach that he is, and they know come basketball season he you know, he might not be around a whole lot, but you know, he makes time for him. You know, after every game, he's always there with them, and they do a great job going to a lot of the games. And but yeah, it's got to be grueling for him, because you know, not only is he trying to get a lesson plans going, then he's, you know, going home and watching game film till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And but it's all about you know, that dedication, and that's what I believe, you know, kind of has built the teams that he's had. Because not to take anything away from anyone that's ever played Albie basketball, but we haven't had great teams, and like I already mentioned, you know, the team that we had that went to state, I mean, you don't look at us and put us in the state tournament at the beginning of the season, you know, but he does a great job getting everybody to work together, buy into the program, you know, and it's worked for him.
Well, senior night last night, as well as 100th year of celebrating Albie basketball, and a moment, that's a difficult, you've been through that moment. Sometimes the lights go on a little bit, and suddenly the realization is, man, that clock is starting to tick away.
I'm definitely finding that out. You know, I know I'm still young, but it, you know, you're feeling a heck of a lot older every day, and I even got to, I'd never had any injuries or anything, and playing some scout team last week and rolling ankle, and I thought, you got to be kidding me, you know, this is ridiculous. It makes you think it's about time just to give it up and watch from the sideline. But
old man Crawl sitting next to me. Yeah, your dad's got to be pretty proud of you, because you know, I used to work out with your dad in the mornings, and you were just a snot-nosed kid, and seeing you grow up now, you help him lead a team.
Yeah, no, you know, it's definitely where I get, you know, a lot of my dedication and hard work. You know, it's
not athleticism, I guarantee that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I better get a little bit from him, but it's always good, and you know, I'm just there to help, you know. So, and I just hope anything I can do that, you know, out there that's helping them will kind of contribute to the team, and that's all I'm looking to do.
Got to get it down on the road. You know, a conference title is still at our hands, and you got to go on the road to do it. And I think you know, some will say that can be a real disadvantage, but I'll tell you, sometimes it can be a rallying call. I played some of my best basketball in some of the worst gyms, because the crowd for even the other team, eventually, as you settle into the game, you hear the noise, but you don't know where the noise is coming from.
Yeah, and like you said, going on the road and having your back, and it's, our back isn't up against the wall, but as far as, you know, conference title goes, you know, we're hoping for a three-way tie. You know, Centerville's got to take down Sheraton, I believe, for that to happen, and we've got to win out, and, you know, doing it on the road isn't the easiest, but yeah, you know, kind of when your back is up against the wall, to say, you know, you kind of, there's no other choice, you know, it's either win or go home. And but you know, that'll be all right. I think the guys will respond well, and we're getting better every game, whether we're winning or losing. I know that's maybe doesn't make much sense, but last night's loss, we took a heck of a lot better than Tuesday's loss in Oxville. So if you can feel good when you lose, I guess we felt good last night. So
well, this is a team full of winners, and I have to say that going into this this break, is that this team is a team full of winners, and they're guys that they will find a way to win. They will their way the way to win, and that's just who they are. That's been their persona and everything they've done. You know, you look at the success these kids have had and everything they've done, and you don't do that without that kind of mentality, and that will be the strength of this team, and I think this team is a really difficult team to prepare for in tournament play.
Yeah, no, I think we are too. You know, we're real athletic, you know, and having Vic and Dalton Peterson down low, not to mention, I think I touched on them, you know, they had a great game last night, you know, Vic, and it came from, you know, us distributing the ball well. You know, guys were getting in the lane, dumping it off to those guys down low, you know. They both gave us second chances, huge second chances offensively, you know. And so, and yeah, we're just well balanced. And you know, Zach Hugan had a great game as always. He's just a, you know, a great athlete to have out there. And, you know, you're always going to get his best game. So, we can get out and run. We're athletic and we can hit it from the outside. And that really helps.
Let's talk about those seniors a little bit. I meant to ask a little more about those, but those guys have really meant a lot to the program. And, oh man, what a tremendous group of athletes as well.
Yeah, nope, they definitely have. You know, they're in there, and like I said, you know, they obviously came up through the scout team, maybe thought, man, this isn't worth it, this isn't helping. But, you know, no, they've done a great job coming up through the program and helping us get better every year. And, you know, last night it was definitely like any senior night, you know, kind of hits you that, man, this is it, you know, closing in on being done. And, you know, just wish nothing but the best for them in the future. And I hope they know that they've definitely helped us out, that's for sure.
Matt Baker, you know, seeing him throughout the week, you know, I tell him maybe a little disappointed in his results, but here's a kid that went from scoring 30 points a game to now averaging, and I don't think it's dropped that far, but, you know, he's scoring in the high teens and 20s. And he's scored more points in a couple of games than kids score their entire careers.
Yeah, no, Matt's a wonderful athlete, wonderful basketball player, and it doesn't come easy. You know, he puts in more time than most, that's for sure. And but, you know, that once again, you know, it's guys finding them, guys setting screens, and him setting screens for other people, and just distributing the ball. And, you know, he got in the lane, had great kickouts to Tanner and Mace and the Sarvers. And but, you know, we knew at some point that was going to happen, and he knew it, and you just got to adjust. And, you know, whether he knows it or not, sometimes him just sitting in the corner is drawing attention away from, you know, if two guys are on him, excuse me, someone's open, you know. So, you know, he knows he just can't get discouraged, and it's not all about the points anyway, you know. It's about us winning, and whatever he's got to do to help us win, he's got to do. So,
well, what a great asset, I tell you. And you knew this was going to happen. Your teams are going to adjust their defenses and really focus on Matt Baker. And I told Matt earlier in the year, when just on 1-on-1, that you know, I think your best moments are going to be when you probably scored the least, because the teams are really going to focus on you, and that just makes our team that much better, because we've got a lot of guys that contribute.
Exactly, and that's what we've been trying to tell them and tell the team. You know, we've all got to step up here, and I think everyone's done a great job of that. You know, they double team them, or they, you know, they play some junk defenses, and you know, Mace has big games. He hits a lot of threes. You know, Tanner has great games. He gets in the lane, you know, and that's great to see. And then last night I was thrilled with the way we distributed the ball and got, you know, Sarvers and Vic and Dalton Peterson involved, and you know, once again, second chances. You know, guys just know that they're going to have to step up, and they are, and it's a great time to start doing that, because we're coming into, you know, postseason play, and that's when you want to be playing your best ball.
Well, basketball will win you some games, but if you're going to get some wins on the road, the defense has really got to step up. And, you know, the athleticism, you know, I always start with these guys and their winning attitude, then you go to their athleticism, and then you go start to talk about the skill. But this is a quality group of athletes.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And I mentioned, you know, earlier, you know, you got the Sarvers, which, and Tanner Wynn went state track, but the Sarvers were on that, you know, first place team up at Drake. And then Blake Bear's defense is great, you know, and he, you know, he can get in the lane. He contributes offensively, but you know, one thing I hope he realizes is defense wins ball games, and they always tell you as a kid, you know, if you can play defense, you're gonna play, you know. And he comes in and gives us great minutes on D, and once again, the Sarvers just being competitive as all get out, you know, that's awesome, you know, and seeing that fire and that pumps everybody up and gets us going.
Guys like Zach Hugan, and they play bigger just because they're so athletic and strong and fast. Well, Cody, a different role, you know, from the court to the bench. You kind of like this transition?
Yeah, no, I don't mind it. It's a lot of fun, and being around Coach Archer is a lot of fun, And it seems like we always have a great group of guys, you know. They get to work and they get their job done, but at the same time, we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's fun to be around and then just help and you know, contribute any way I can, and I think I've transitioned all right.
Well, how's the ankle?
Not bad, but I thought it basically got cut off, so.
Old man Crawl sitting next to me. Cody Crawl, one of the my all-time favorites, watching him play basketball. And, of course, I'll never forget that tremendous run. What a run that team had to make it to state. And they were a group of underachievers or overachievers. And what was great about them is they had, I think, the same type of chemistry this basketball team has. This team took a fall back last night, but sometimes those fall backs lead to many steps forward, and that's the kind of resolve that this team has. I look for them to have a big day today, but I look for a tremendous run, and I will tell you, this will be a very, very difficult team to beat when we get into tournament action, and we're going to have a lot of fun bringing you all that coverage. For now, we'll take a quick time out, come back, wrap things up from the corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
It's the best combination. Order a new Brock grain storage bin now and get a good price on a great bin with the best aeration floor and the best walk-through bin access door available. If you're ready to upgrade your bin storage or increase your storage capacity, plan ahead now and get the best value for your dollar with Brock grain storage bins. So, to get a great bin, Brock's award-winning super strong tri-core aeration floor with Parthenon support system and an easy-to-use walk-through door at low winter pricing, contact Creech Egg Structures in Eldon. Your Brock dealer is Marvin Creech.
Ah, the sweet smell of a fresh start. Smells like savings. Switch to U.S. Cellular or add a line and save $100 on any smartphone, which makes hot phones like the Galaxy Mega just a penny. Smells like a win. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. New 2-year agreement, $35 activation fee and shared data plan required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corners. We wind things down here on this Saturday morning. What a great night it was last night at Albia High School Gym. Full gym and a great turnout to celebrate 100 years. And I want to thank all those who had a big part of 100 years of Albia basketball. And what a ride it's been. And How fitting it would be if the Lady D's in this 100th year basketball can get a conference title, and I don't want to snake bite them here, but do as my buddy's Cody Kroll team did, find their way to Wells Fargo Arena, and I got you still here, Cody. Well, you know, that had to be a pretty special feeling out there on that basketball court, and what an opportunity you and your classmates had to be a part of that.
Oh, it was unbelievable, you know, large in part just because it's definitely unexpected. You know, I don't want to say that you thought you were going to do bad that year, but you definitely weren't expecting to go to the state tournament. And then the way it happened, you know, the way the girls are winning games right now, you know, coming back, you know, from double-digit deficits and, you know, winning at the last second. And it was definitely a roller coaster ride, and it's a lot of fun, and definitely didn't end the greatest up there. I think we set a state tournament, or, you know, we're in the rankings for one of the worst deficits, but it was still a lot of fun. You know, definitely an experience that not most get.
And, you know, showing up there and Wells Fargo had been taken over by Albia, that was pretty good stuff, buddy.
Well, I was going to say, Albia's got one of the greatest communities, and maybe I'm a little biased, but, you know, the support that we have here is unreal. And, you know, they showed that at the Unidome this year, you know, with the boys going up there, and yeah, that's great. That's great looking up there and seeing all the blue, and, you know, no other school has that support.
Playing with your cousins, I'm going to get Scotty Fry is going to come in and join us here, but playing with your cousins, you know, that was the crawl trio there.
Yeah, no, that was real cool, and someone, I don't know if it's Kathy Joe or someone, but they got a picture of the three of us, not, you know, just at one random time, we all happened to be kind of crossing the same path, and so that's something I'm going to hold on to. That's pretty cool, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. Yep.
Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, back at the KIC studios. What's going on, Scotty?
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know those games last night. Don't forget, we do have the audio vault on our website. I had those uploaded last night. So if you want to go back and relive some of those moments, they are on the audio vault under KIICradio.com. Just select audio vault, local sports, and then pick the team you want to listen to. And also, starting next Saturday, will be 4 full weeks of wrestling. We'll start out with the Southern Iowa Classic in Fairfield next Saturday. Then we'll move to district sectionals and, of course, a state wrestling tournament. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up here in February on KIIC.
Already on top of us. It's hard to believe we're going to be turning that page on that calendar into February, and that means it'll be tournament time, and we'll be on the march here on KIIC Radio, your sports leader. And we'll have all the action right here on your sports leader, KIIC, from the corner of 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying so long. We'll see you next Saturday morning. But lace them up. We'll be back at it with all the Lady D and Blue Demon action this coming week. Keep it right here, your sports leader, KIIC.